Unnatural Death by Dorothy L. Sayers. Read by Ian Carmichael. Part 1. The Medical Problem. But how I caught it, found it, or came by it, what stuff 'tis made of, whereof it is born, I am to learn. Merchant of Venice. Chapter 1. Overheard. The death was certainly sudden, unexpected, and to me mysterious. Letter from Dr. Patterson to the Registrar in the case of Regina versus Pritchard. But if he thought the woman was being murdered, my dear Charles, said the young man with the monocle, it doesn't do for people, especially doctors, to go about thinking things. They may get into frightful trouble. In Pritchard's case, I consider Dr. Patterson did all he reasonably could by refusing a certificate for Mrs. Taylor and sending that uncommonly disquieting letter to the Registrar. He couldn't help the man's being a fool. If there'd only been an inquest on Mrs. Taylor, Pritchard would probably have been frightened off and left his wife alone. After all, Patterson hadn't a spark of real evidence. And suppose he'd been quite wrong, what a dust-up there'd have been. All the same, urged the nondescript young man, dubiously extracting a bubbling hot Helix pomatia from its shell and eyeing it nervously before putting it in his mouth. Surely it's a clear case of public duty to voice one's suspicions. Of your duty, yes, said the other. By the way, it's not a public duty to eat snails if you don't like them. No, I thought you didn't, no. Well, why wrestle with a harsh fate any longer? Waiter, take the gentleman's snails away and bring oysters instead. No, as I was saying, it may be part of your duty to have suspicions and invite investigation and generally raise hell for everybody. And if you're mistaken, nobody says much beyond that you're a smart, painstaking officer, though a little overzealous. But